Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
We got facts about brain injuries.
That's a pretty good song.
It's a little something I just made up right there.
Did you? We need a P. Diddy remix of that. Facts.
Remix! We got facts. We got facts. Bad, that's facts.
Bad brains.
That's on brains.
Can't remember. Won't remember.
Brain Injury Awareness Month. Boom!
You took my...
I always take your boom.
I gotta tell you, that wasn't a lackluster boom.
Hi, I'm Joe.
And I'm Lauren.
And we are...
The Neuro Nerds. Yes, that was on time.
I feel pretty good about that.
Neuro Nerds.
In this episode of the... No,
welcome to the Neuro Nerds. I'm laughing because you guys missed what just happened. I had the podcast taken over.
In this episode of the Neuro Nerds,
so
Felice takes over the episode.
Oh, spoiler alert. I am doing this episode with my significantly better half, Felice Lizay.
Hello.
Oh, that's weird. It was
I've
weird.
Got a lot of energy this morning. Yeah, normally I come on here and I'm like, hey, guys.
Yeah, hey, guys.
What's up?
So, what are we talking about today, Miss Felice Lizay? Oh, that rhymed.
Hey.
Joe Borges, poet, absolutely knew it. Know it? Not brain injury, whatever. What are we talking about?
It's Brain Injury Awareness Month. So, we are going to share some information about brain injuries today. We had a special request from a good friend of ours, Jason, who was saying how he learned so much from all our content about brain injuries. And he's a normie. I feel really weird saying that. I feel like I can't say
that. You normie. Can't say that.
Yeah, but anyway.
If any, I'm offended.
He's a non-brain injury survivor like myself.
And yeah, you guys are normies.
He's learned so much. And I think that part of Brain Injury Awareness Month is that it's really about the non-injury brain injury survivors because they're the ones who really need, I say they, like I'm not, we're the ones who really need to understand it so that we can prevent brain injury.
I'm also going to say, I'm not 100% sure you don't have a brain injury because you've been with me for well over a decade now. There's something wrong with your brain for sure.
I'm not going to disagree with that.
So we are bringing awareness. I mean, that's what the entire month is. The entire month of brain injury awareness is to bring awareness to brain injuries, right? And not necessarily to us. We're the ones that have the brain injuries. We know what they are.
I think it's about, like, for brain injury survivors, it's about creating more community and understanding and compassion
for sure.
And empathy. And I think for non-brain injury survivors, it's about the awareness. It's really about so that people who don't have a brain injury understand what the signs are of these different kinds of brain injuries, whether it be acquired or traumatic, which we will explain. So that they can prevent it
and not get one.
Because you really don't want to be part of the Brain Injury Survivor Club, to be honest. Right?
Even though it is like the coolest kids club ever, like I'll just say as a brain injury survivor, like this month for me, it's a lot about advocating. I want to advocate for my community. I want to bring understanding to others out there. This is what we go through for the normies, you know, like this is what we go. This is a bunch of shit not to say to us because of all of these situations. And also, we don't want more people part of this community. So 90% of all strokes can be prevented. So I want to talk about that. So normies don't have strokes. And so you guys can't be part of our cool kids club.
Yeah, that's it. you don't want to be part of the club.
So let's name off some ailments.
Let's keep you out of this club and myself. So I think the first thing to talk about is the two different kinds of brain injury that we just mentioned before.
Right.
Traumatic and acquired.
Right. So you'll hear it as a TBI, which is a traumatic brain injury, and an ABI, which is an acquired brain injury. So technically, I've had issues with this. I talked to Dina from TAF about this, and I go on my rant every single time. It's the exact same rant, but I'll start out with the differences. So an ABI is an acquired brain injury,
which means that it happened internally without an outside source.
Right.
So I guess it's easier to explain it by also explaining what a traumatic brain injury is.
Right. So a traumatic brain injury, a TBI, is an outside force. So basically a blunt hit to the head like that. It happens in a lot of car accidents. It happens in a lot of sporting events. If you get like hit in the head, that is a traumatic brain injury. And an acquired brain injury is something like a stroke, which is what I had, which is I had a ruptured right basal ganglia, which caused my hemorrhagic stroke. So that is considered an acquired brain injury. That being said, my acquired brain injury is fucking traumatic. It's so traumatic. All brain injuries are traumatic.
Joe
so
has
I don't,
a lot of issue with, I do. The, with I the terminology.
Have... Fact check. All brain injuries sustained after birth are considered acquired brain injuries. We mistakenly referred to an acquired brain injury here when we really meant non-traumatic brain injury. There are two types of acquired brain injuries: traumatic, also known as a TBI, or non-traumatic, which is caused by an internal event, like illness, aneurysm, stroke, and so on.
I have major issues with that because it's like, oh, well, you had an acquired brain injury. Yeah, I know. It's traumatic. I live with it every single day of my life. It sucks.
So the feeling of it is traumatic, but officially a traumatic brain injury is an outside force, outside blow to the head. Acquired is something that happens internally without like an outside force. However, an outside force can cause some of the same conditions that acquired brain injuries cause. So you know, you have a blunt force to the head and you end up getting a hemorrhage.
Right. So basically you can get in an accident, you get hit in the head, and then it can cause bleeding on the brain, which can stop the blood flow to your brain, which causes a stroke.
Which goes into the next topic. One of our types of brain injuries, which is an acquired brain injury, is a stroke.
Yes, that's what I had. I didn't know what a stroke was until I had a stroke. So this is why I speak freely about this stuff. A stroke, I had always thought a stroke was a heart attack. It's technically a heart attack for your brain. It's when blood flow is cut off to your brain. So your brain is like, your brain's dying. That's kind of the best way to describe it, right? And I also thought it only happened to old people.
Yeah, most people do. They think that a lot of people think that a stroke only happens to old people, and they also think that it's a heart attack.
Yeah. It's
when
weird.
It can be related to a heart attack, which is why the American Heart Association is also the American. It's like the American Heart Association / the American Stroke Association.
Yeah, I have issues with that too.
Because it is related to the heart. The heart pumps the blood that goes to the brain. But it is a different event that is happening with a stroke, and a lot of people don't realize that. And there's also different types of strokes. There's an ischemic stroke.
Yes, which is caused
ischemic
by
ischemic or
ischemic. I just say ischemic. I don't know if I'm saying that right. I could be butchering it. I'm not the brightest person in the world, but I do know ischemic stroke is caused by a blood clots ischemic stroke.
Yeah. And then the full blown hemorrhagic stroke that had is caused by actual rupture.
That causes bleeding on the brain. So yeah. I had a hemorrhagic stroke. So I'm one of the cool kids because I'm 1 in 4.
So you can think of ischemic is a blockage. And the hemorrhagic is a full.
Wait, what's that? Is that the scientific
it's the
term?
It's the big volcanic.
Yeah. That's the scientific term. I had a.
Joe was doing extra credit. He was going for the extra credit.
Yeah, it's funny. Like when people ask me what happened to my brain, I was like, oh, I had a hemorrhagic stroke. My brain went.
Thank you to our amazing community on Patreon for supporting this podcast.
You can support us too and get different perks and gifts depending on which Neuro Jedi tier you sign up for. For example, if you're on our Neuro Padawan $5 tier, then you're probably listening to this episode a day early before its public release.
Your support helps us grow and continue to create this podcast. Plus, a portion of the proceeds go to a different cause or individual in the brain injury survivor community each month. Sign up at patreon.com/theneuronerds.
There's also the TIA, which is the transient ischemic attack, which is thought of as a mini stroke. And that's the one that, you know, if you act fast, you can oftentimes stop it. Mm-hmm. There's different things they can give you when you go into the ER to stop it.
Yeah, if you catch it early, like they give you the, is it TPA? I believe it's TPAs. That stuff. It's like the clot buster.
Yeah, we'll have to do a fact check on that.
Fact check. Joe is correct. TPA is a thrombolytic or a clot buster drug. A TPA quickly dissolves the clots that cause many strokes by opening a blocked blood vessel and restoring blood flow. TPA can reduce the amount of damage to the brain that can occur during a stroke.
Also, don't let the word mini throw you. It's still a stroke. Mm-hmm. It's still a stroke, and it can cause devastating harm to you.
Yeah, it's so the definition of TIA is that it's different because it's only blocked for a short time. So meaning like usually no more than 5 minutes, which is again why they have things that can.
I just think that's funny. It's like a short time. Cool. So your brain stopped breathing for 5 minutes, you know, whatever, like horrible thing. If it's if it's mini, hey, you're only stabbed repeatedly for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You're still being stabbed repeatedly. You know, it's still very traumatic. There's still a ton of issues. Don't let that word mini, you know, sway you. It's horrific.
And here's something important, because I know quite a few people who have had TIAs and they're like, oh, I just had a TIA and
yeah,
no big deal.
I don't like that.
But more than a third of people who have a TIA and don't get treatment have a full stroke within a year.
Yeah.
So it's really important, because once you've had a stroke, you're more prone to have another stroke. It doesn't mean, oh, it's never going to happen again. It could happen again. Not trying to fear monger, just trying to warn you and you know, spread awareness.
Right. Yeah, no, of course. Look, anybody, anywhere, anytime could have a stroke. We're not trying to be those people. We're just trying to educate.
According to the CDC, as many as 10 to 15% of people have a stroke within 3 months of having a TIA. So yeah. Take it seriously.
Yeah.
And also take seriously the signs of stroke, because that's the other thing.
Oh,
is that
we gotta act fast.
If you act fast, which Joe, what is acting fast?
You know what's funny? I struggle with the act part because I know the fast part.
Face.
So fast, the original, they threw in the act afterwards.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like act
fast.
That's
another part?
It is. So I know, fast. Here's fast, right? So face. If you see facial droop in somebody, that's one thing, right? Arm. If they can't lift one of their arms, if their arm is stuck, that's another one.
Speech.
If they're slurring their speech, that's something to be concerned about. If one or all of those things are a thing, then time to go to the doctor.
Yes, get call 911.
Get thee to the hospital.
Call 911 and don't hesitate, because, okay, I'm going to talk. I'm going to put Joe out there.
What? Oh, yeah, I'm an idiot.
He
that's
did
fine.
Not want to go once we. So
share my idiocy.
At first, we thought Joe was having food poisoning because he started throwing up right after we had dinner. And this is kind of gross, but it was reddish. And we thought, and that's blood. That means if you have red in your vomit, it's time to go to the hospital. But we thought it was from the red meat that he had just eaten, because he had just eaten red meat. And so it wasn't like it was full blown, like bloody. And so we just treated it like regular food poisoning. And for about, let's see, Thursday night was when it started. By Saturday morning, he still wasn't better. And so then we were like, something's wrong here. And
yeah, that's a long time for my brain to be bleeding.
Yeah. And my uncle, who had a brain tumor, which is another type of brain condition that we are going to talk about, but we'll get there in a second. He was on the phone with my dad and was hearing what we were saying was going on with Joe. And he was disoriented and the throwing up. And he was like, you need to call the 911. You need to call 911.
Yeah, we needed to call the 911.
Now, Joe didn't have the face droop, so we didn't have that.
He didn't
have the arm. None of that. It was just the disorientation, and he was acting really weird.
Did
it
have slurred speech? Because I have no memory of this.
Incoherent,
I'm assuming.
So it can come on. So, like, you did start having a little bit of a face droop when we actually got, we found out that there was a bleed going on, which, by the way, I didn't even know that he was having a stroke until the next day. He was already in the hospital, because I didn't know that a bleed, any type of bleed, is a stroke. So it's important to have awareness. I didn't know. But once we were in there, then you did start having some slurred speech while you were in there. I mean, there was all kinds of things that happened while Joe was in there for about a month. He had all kinds of different stages of the different symptoms of stroke that were going on.
Yeah, one of the stages was talking about cocaine and hookers a lot. That was a good stage.
That was a stage that I did not like. Mainly because I had to keep explaining things to the doctors and the nurses that you didn't do cocaine, because that's another thing. Doing hard drugs like that, like cocaine, can cause stroke. Don't do drugs, kids.
Yeah, don't do drugs. Just smoke weed.
And so they were very weed doesn't cause a stroke.
Yeah, it's not drugs. It's natural. It's from the earth.
But they were very concerned as to whether he was he was, because he was so young,
yeah,
they thought, oh, he must do drugs because he's so young.
Yeah,
to have
and,
a stroke.
And it didn't help that all I did is joke about cocaine and hooker because I have a brain injury and I'm an idiot. So you put those two things together. I as much as it sucked for you, because I'm so sorry. I know it sucked for you. For me, all I think is you explaining to the nurses, them in a panic almost, look, we need to know because the drugs that we're going to give him can interact. Is he on drugs? We need to know what kind of drugs. It's okay. You're not getting in trouble. Like, we just need to know if he's on drugs. And you just repeatedly saying, no, he's not on drugs. He's just an idiot. That just brings me so much joy.
Yeah. So it's just, yeah, the adventures of Joe in the hospital were just something. That's a whole nother episode.
You guys are listening to
I'm
this?
I'm sure we talked about that in the 100. This is our 190th episode.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, so that's stroke. And then the next thing we were going to talk about is brain hemorrhages, which brain hemorrhage is a type of stroke.
Type of stroke, right.
But there's different causes of brain hemorrhages. Joe's stroke in particular was
a weakened
high,
wall, right?
Well, it was high blood pressure.
Yeah. So basically my blood pressure was so high. Like when you say rupture, you think like a volcano. That's exactly what happened. My right basal ganglia just, well, Felice, I think you said it the most eloquently earlier.
Yep. And Joe, again, was going for extra credit because this only accounts for 13% of strokes.
Yeah. And not very many people make it back from that.
Yeah. It's more rare. Also, a brain hemorrhage can be caused by, what were we talking about earlier? TBIs?
Drugs.
No. Wow. TBIs. So a blunt head,
right.
You know, force. Blunt head, I can't even talk.
Blunt head trauma.
A head trauma can cause a brain hemorrhage, which is in turn a stroke. Right. And like I said, high blood pressure, aneurysm, which we'll talk about in a second, can also cause a stroke and a hemorrhage type of stroke. Blood vessel abnormalities.
Mm. Oh, that could lead into the next one.
So actually, we can just go into these types. Why am I saving it for later? Let's talk about aneurysm.
Yeah,
so aneurysm.
Well, no, the abnormality.
Okay, we can go there first.
Which would be a AVM.
An AVM.
Anterior?
I can't say it. Arteriovenous malformation.
Are you saying that right?
Arteriovenous. Right. Yeah, so that can cause a bleed.
Also known as an AVM, kids.
It's a weakness in the blood vessels in and around the brain. And as our intern explained, kind of like tangled up
iPhone
cables.
Yeah, I thought that was a brilliant description. Yeah. Like, you know, like the white headphones that used to come with phones before they stopped coming with phones. Mm-hmm. Man, those little fuckers, they would always twist up. So that's basically what happens with like the little, you know, things in your brain. And it looks like that.
And this is one that you can just have it. Like, this is not one that necessarily is caused by anything.
What's even crazier is there's like a percentage of people. It's like this many people have it, which is like, the numbers are just outstanding. The more and more doctors I talk to and nurses, they're like, you know what? We actually think it might be even not just more, significantly more, like double the amount.
It just lays dormant.
Because
so
you can have it. They don't test for them because it's like radiation that you don't need in your face to see what it is. But so many people, after they pass away and they do, like, let's say the autopsy, they're like, oh, this person had like
that just never
five
went
AVMs
off. Yeah.
In their brain that they never knew that they had. So. Yeah. You might have. I don't know. Yeah, I always feel like I'm a fear monger.
And this is not to tell you, like, okay, go out and go get radiation to see if you have an AVM.
No, no.
It's just to know what the symptoms are of a stroke, because that can be caused by an AVM.
Yeah.
So it's good. It's just good to know. But we do know quite a few people who have it, and
some of the coolest people in the world.
Yeah, exactly. So back to aneurysm. Aneurysm can also cause a hemorrhagic stroke, and that is the weakening of blood vessel walls that swell and then it bursts. Again, like a poof. But Joe, you didn't have an aneurysm.
No,
it wasn't.
I had just ruptured basal ganglia. Yeah, just exactly. A plain old major hemorrhagic stroke.
Yeah, it wasn't the weakening of the walls.
I'm not one of those cool kids.
Another one that causes a bleed is amyloid angiopathy.
Oh, that's not something that I don't think I've ever heard that.
It's abnormality of the blood vessel walls that sometimes occur with aging and high blood pressure. And it can be caused.
Oh, okay. So the aging specifically, I think it would weaken the walls of.
Right. And
okay.
It can cause a bunch of small unnoticed bleeds that can lead to a bigger bleed. So,
something
that can happen over time.
So it's like, this is a weird comparison. It's like a slow leak of a tire.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that, again, that can be caused by high blood pressure. And the problem with high blood pressure and causing strokes and hemorrhages is that it weakens the blood vessel walls over time. And when you leave it untreated, like Joe's,
yep,
it can explode. And this is something really important to note. A lot of people, and I'll say more so, even more so men, don't like to go to the doctor. And it's important.
I hated going to the doctor.
And Joe hated to go to the doctor. And if he had gone to the doctor, he would have known that he had high blood pressure.
Yeah.
And
it's even worse for this idiot right here. I was told I had high blood pressure when I went to get my, this is before LA was like really, really cool. And you had to go get like a medical okay to get weed.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
I was getting my medical card and I was talking to the guy and he took my blood pressure. I'll never forget it. He looked at me and his eyes like bugged out and he went, "Can you do me a favor? Can you sit down?" And yeah. I'm like, yeah, for sure. And he was like, "Your blood pressure is like out of control." Like he was so concerned. And I didn't even think twice about it.
Yeah.
I literally didn't even think. Wow,
and even after that, he didn't do anything about it.
No, I didn't. Again, I never went to doctor. It's like a whole big thing. But like, it's so funny that I was just like, wow, there's this medical doctor who is like gravely concerned for my health. And I'm like, oh, all right, cool. And I just moved on with my day.
And that's an important point you just brought up. That's why it's so important from a young age to help kids have a good relationship with doctors.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter if like, look, I came from a household that was very much into, and we're still very much into natural health. But if it's an emergency, go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Even if it's not an emergency, like if we were sick and if we were sick for too long, my mom would take us to the doctor and then determine whether do we want to do antibiotics or do we want to do the natural route.
Right.
If it's really, really bad, I will never forget the first time I got strep throat. I had a wedding in a week. And I was in it. It was my aunt's wedding.
Right. She wasn't getting married, guys.
So my mom gave me the choice. She's like, look, you'll have to miss the wedding if you want to do this naturally, or we can do antibiotics.
Right.
And that was really, I was 12. That was the first time I had antibiotics. So I am not about, I just want, like, for all the people out there who are not into, you know, doing, you know, cut it out, drug it out, I totally feel you. However, it's good to get a diagnosis.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Know if it's so bad that it does need to be cut or drugged out.
Just give yourself the options.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So that's really, really important. Letting your kids have a healthy relationship with doctors.
Also, and let your kids talk to the doctors,
yes,
and make sure tell him or her
what
your ailments are. I never did that.
Yeah, teach kids from me. I didn't, and this is what's funny. My parents always taught me to do that. I'll never forget, I had a conversation with a close friend who she told me it's a part of like growing up for her, poor and...
Yeah.
And Latina, her family didn't teach her to talk to doctors.
Yeah.
And so it's a thing with people of color, BIPOC, you know, brown people.
Right. And it's also a class thing, too.
Class thing, too, is that we don't teach our children how to talk to the doctor.
No.
I know it just seems like, oh, really? Yes.
No,
it's really,
no, really,
important.
Really. Well, it's that along the, it's the bigger picture, too. You know, same thing with like law enforcement. It's like we're just taught to just put your head down, nod, and well, they know what they're doing and that's it. And you don't have an opinion. No, we're all people, you know, they're the experts. Yes. But we're the ones that have the ailments. So we are the experts of having these ailments. We have to figure it out together. We can't, you know, just take their word for it. Well, yeah, it seems like this. It's like, yeah, but we have to talk. We have to be in this together.
Are you a stroke or brain injury survivor looking for a community and support? Well, the Neuro Nerds are here to help. Join our hashtag YouSoRock Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/YouSoRock to connect with other survivors like you.
Plus, read other inspirational brain injury survivor stories on Joe's blog at joesorocks.com/YouSoRock. And submit your stories there as well. We want to hear them.
And remember,
YouSoRock.
Sound laughy at us.
Yep.
It's a synergistic relationship, and I love the word synergistic.
Synergy. Okay, next one.
That reminded me of Jem.
What? Oh, Jem.
Yeah. Remember she like, Synergy was like the thing.
Nobody listening to this knows what you're talking about right now.
If you know who Lady Gaga is, you should know who Jem is because she took her entire appearance.
Bonus points if you want to go look that up and leave a comment on one of our posts somewhere saying, hey, I know.
I also know who Synergy is.
When we release this episode, if you listen to the end, bonus points. If you go on the post when we post about it and say, I know what Jem is. I looked it up. Yeah, tell us what Jem is. Okay, blood or bleeding disorders. That's the next one that can cause a hemorrhage. So hemophilia and sickle cell anemia, those can both contribute to decreased levels of blood. Platelets?
Yeah.
platelets and clotting. And blood thinners also can cause that as well. And that can cause a hemorrhage, which in turn is a stroke. So these are all different things. That's why sometimes there's certain medications that will say, you know, can cause a stroke. That's why a lot of women are trying to be careful about birth control, because a lot of birth controls
cause blood clots.
Can cause blood clots. And we know a few people who actually...
It is so common. It's not even like, wow, it's a lot more common than I thought. It's so common. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm not putting people on blast, but there's at least five survivors that I've become really good friends with, which is like,
It was enough that I got off of birth. I'm going natural because it was just too much.
Like, the whole thing is wild. And it was really funny. It's not even funny. It's sad. Two of them, they weren't even using birth control to stop for sex. They weren't using it for sexual purposes. They were using it for their skin.
Well, we can get into a whole conversation about that for women, how I think that's something that we drug out too much, is controlling women's hormones. When there's a lot of natural ways to help with that. But that's a whole other episode.
Alcohol and weed.
Oh, my gosh.
Boom.
No. Okay.
Not that.
Next cause of a bleed could be liver disease. It can cause increased bleeding in general.
Okay.
And that can cause a hemorrhagic stroke.
Speaking of drinking, be careful with your liver.
Yes. Yeah. Be careful. Oh, my gosh. And that's why after stroke, you have to be careful about, like, it's not that you can never drink again, but you do need to be careful about how much you drink.
It took me almost a year before I had my first drink.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now I drink like a fish. No, I don't.
No.
Smoke like a chimney.
Another cause of bleeds is a brain tumor.
Okay. Is not a tumor. Come on, nail the Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Which is what I was talking about earlier. My uncle had that. I actually have two uncles that had a tumor, like a what's that called? Benign. Thank you.
Joe Borges, smartest man ever.
Benign tumor. I'm not an expert, y'all. I just have notes. benign tumors.
Do you think at any point when they were meeting with the doctors, they were hoping that the doctor would look at them and say, it is not a tumor?
Okay, bonus points if you also know what he's talking about.
You have to.
There's so many that don't know what you're talking about. But if you do, leave it in the comments on post about it.
If you know, you know. The cool kids. Cool kids get it.
Sure. Okay, so an abnormal mass of tissue inside the skull. That's what a tumor is, and it can cause by cells dividing or increasing speed. Wow, that's, I didn't know that actually. Yeah. That's interesting. So those are like different causes that can cause a bleed.
Yeah.
The type of stroke that Joe had.
Woo!
So if you don't want to join the Joe Club, on the lookout for signs.
Look, you can be the brain injured adjacents. You could be part of the brain injured cult, but like on the outside, right? When we start the brain injury cult, you could be the ones that are giving other people brain injuries to be part of the cool kids club, you know, kind of like vampires and familiars. Yes, that's what it is.
No, it's not like that.
It's 100% like that.
It's not like that.
Right. I'm like vampire.
No.
And then you guys could be my familiars with the hopes that one day I'll give you a brain injury. You'd be part of the community.
No. Bottom line, just make sure you go to the doctor.
Yes.
The best way to prevent a stroke or any of these types of acquired brain injuries, it's just to stay on top of your health.
Knowledge, too. It's knowledge. Don't be stubborn. Don't just be that person. Whatever you do, don't be me.
And this goes for traumatic brain injuries, too, because let's talk about Bob Saget.
Yeah.
May he rest in peace.
Yeah. Bob. Look, if you don't feel well, if you hit your head, if you feel off, please just go to the doctor. Here's the thing. A lot of people, it's a hassle. You know what else is a hassle and sucks? Death. That sucks. Even not even worse than death. That's like the worst. But something bad happening, you maybe have a traumatic brain injury and you're going to have to end up going to the hospital for a long period of time.
Yeah.
You can't plan for that. It just happens. So if you have an opportunity to inconvenience yourself for an afternoon or an evening, make a doctor's appointment. Go do that. Let them tell you that you're okay. And then afterwards you can bitch and moan about it.
Make it a temporary problem instead of a permanent problem. And this is not to say that Bob Saget was purposely, like, he didn't know. And a lot of people don't know that if you hit your head, even if it's like, ding your head real hard, just say, you know
what? Do you know how many concussions?
I'm just going to go.
I think I've had.
Yeah.
Because when I'm a 90s kid, a 90s teenager, I'll be specific for Felice. The amount of elbows I took to the head, the amount of times I had been playing football and basketball, had my bell rung. It's like, wow, like that, it was a lot more than anything. I should have gone to the hospital each and every time. I only went to the hospital once because I was knocked unconscious. Besides that,
because you don't know, it could be bleeding like Bob Saget.
Exactly. And we didn't know back then. We have to take that much more serious today than we did back then.
Yeah.
That's why we're having these conversations.
And do you want the bonus brain injury that I didn't even know about before we researched brain injuries for this episode? I don't know if I can say it right. Hydrocephalus.
That's sure.
It's a buildup of fluid inside the skull. Inside the skull.
Well, yeah, it's the skull is the school for the brain.
And it can increase pressure and cause damage to the brain. And pressure is really important in the brain.
Bad.
Because like with Joe, when he had his hemorrhage, the pressure was off in his brain now because of the bleed. Everything's working. Our bodies are so magical. Everything is just working in perfect synchrony. Oh,
so what
but
you're
if
saying
something
is,
interrupts that,
it's working
it can cause
synergistically.
Pressure.
No. Damn it, I was hitting you with the synergy again.
Okay, I was going to.
Under pressure.
Yeah, exactly.
Working, you got it.
Also, if you know that one, I'm just going to have like.
You have to know that one.
Some people might not. There's all kinds of Easter eggs in this episode, y'all. Like, go tell us if you know what we're talking about. Okay, so that... Oh, and then another one. Oh, I almost forgot. This is one that we just talked about because...
Encephalitis.
Because of world... It was World Encephalitis Day?
It was Encephalitis Awareness Day, and we had Vero from one of my favorite human beings from New Zealand, and she's an encephalitis warrior, and encephalitis is...
Oh. Oh my gosh. It's inflammation of the brain, most often caused by infection.
Yeah, and it could be caused by several things, but it could be caused by like Lyme disease, right? So like a bug bite could actually cause you to have a stroke. So look, take all of these things seriously. We don't want any more brain injury survivors in the community. We want more normies to understand the stuff that we go through, and we also want you guys to protect yourselves. We're selfish. We don't want you part of this cool kids club.
Yeah. No, it's really important to just keep educating yourself. If you want to know more about encephalitis in particular, episode 187.
Boom. And definitely follow Vero. She's an amazing advocate. She's hilarious. And she's just like one of the coolest people literally in the world.
Literally. I don't know why I had to say it like that.
It was pretty good. So look, this is just some good information out there for normies. Hey, and the brain injured alike.
Yeah, because, I mean, we didn't know. I mean, you learn a lot more once you join this club.
Yeah.
Don't join this club. Just take.
Be a familiar.
Be a familiar. Just take all this information in. Do your best to do all the preventative measures that you can. Know the signs so that if you are experiencing any of these, any symptoms that are related to any of these
Get
thee to the hospital as soon as possible.
Yeah.
And then don't worry about it, because also there's, like we said, there's certain things that you just can't know, like an AVM.
Yeah.
And so don't live your life being in fear.
Look,
we are definitely not fear mongers. We want you to be aware.
We are
prepare. Aware and prepare.
I like that. That's going on a t-shirt.
We want you to be aware and prepare. Yes, that's going on in the next
new song
t-shirts.
About to drop. Look, so we want you to have your head in the clouds, live your best life, but definitely have a foot on the ground. Just take care of yourself. That's it. We don't want to get sick, but we don't want to, you know, we don't want you to be like, everything's fine. And you look, just go to the doctor, take care of yourself, eat right, take care of your mental health, and it's all going to be okay.
Keep
calm and go to the damn doctors.
There you go.
It is. So thank you for being amazing, my significantly better half, Felisa Zay. If you wanted to follow Felisa, you could follow her at Felisa Zay
everywhere.
You can attempt to reach out to my beautiful tiny ass kicking co-host Lauren at Lauren L. Manzano on Instagram. You can reach out to us. Wait, no, you can reach out to me at Joseph Rocks and all the socials. You can reach out to us at the Neuro Nerds.
Everywhere. If you know what that reference is, also let us know
there's
on our next
so
social.
Many references. And on that very odd, lot of references notes.
Yeah, there was oddly
so
a lot
many.
Of references in this
Definitely
episode.
Definitely check the show notes. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah. Oh, do we have to put all this in the show notes?
Well, yeah, some of it.
No, we're not going to put these references in the show notes. It's your bonus
homework, people.
Go to any of our posts on Instagram or Twitter.
I feel like we're giving them homework.
Yeah, we are. Hit us up on Twitter or Instagram at the Neuro Nerds and tell us what some of these references are.
And on
we
that
would love
forceful,
that.
Aggressive, you're going to learn some stuff. No, these Neuro Nerds are out.
That was a good one. It's always better when I'm on the show.
Neuro Nerds.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. Your reviews help us grow and reach more listeners like you.
Find us by searching for the Neuro Nerds on the Apple Podcast app today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.